Speaking of three cars, who's going to be in the third car, if anybody?
At this point, I had to talk to him. I mean, I think that we're going to put Davey in it. If he was here tonight, I'd talk him out of it. Just because it's not really impressive to race that way. Just everybody's the same. I mean, if you respect anybody at all, you almost have to sit in line and either wait for the right opportunity or wait for somebody to screw up and go. Because, it's a tough deal.
You think the tire wear is going to make a little bit of difference, make it a little more squirrely, a little more side-by-side stuff for Classic?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know about tire wear so much as just for my car, it seems to change quite a bit through the course of a fuel load and stuff. So I think that Classic race is totally like playing roulette this year. There's probably 20 guys that could win that race this year easily.
What do you think it's going to take to take the pole in Classics on Classic Friday?
I'd say it's going to be right around same as it is on every Saturday night. You know, the kid ran was it 8:00 last week. We were 8:50 this week, so it's going to be right in that area, I would think, as long as the track is decent. It's always, everybody always looks at it and says, we've had years where we go, we've got a fast car, we got a shot, and we time trial 14th. So we could be 14th this year, or we could be first. I don't know. I mean, for the most part, we've had a pretty decent fast car. Allison's got a fast car. And I would tend to think that Davey always time trials good. So, I mean, we have a shot, you know what I mean, to be up right up front. But I don't know. 200 laps is a long ways. And if I could ride around for about 180 laps and not get lapped, I'd be totally content to just sit there and ride and run a dash at the end.
Knowing how the cars and the passing have been this year, does that make it all the more important to start up front?
Well, that race is totally different, but track position is going to mean a lot.
As far as, like, somebody can start 15th and still land a top five or something like that, but with passing at such a premium now, perhaps it would be even more beneficial to start up front.
I would think so. I think you're going to want to start in the first... I would think the first three, four rows, just because the first three or four rows are going to be all good cars and they can't all crap the bed.
And finally, who do you have to thank for your championship?
Well, I got to thank, all in Necocha Racing. This is definitely a team deal. This isn't one man that does this. I had a really, really good team. We got good equipment. And, week in and week out, Allison broke tonight, and that's a rare, rare thing. So, I mean, I'm not too happy about it. Definitely just got to thank Necocha Racing and all the people involved.